the Discovery Mountain Studio. I'm Natalie Boonstra, and I play Counselor Sarah. Today, we're going to interview a very special guest, the program's director, Director Doug. Hi, Director Doug.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to be here with you today.
Good to be here. So we just have a couple questions for you.
All right.
Okay. So first question, what is your regular job?
Oh, I think the name says it all, Director Doug. My regular job, actually, I own a small production company in Canada, and I have a number of different projects I work on, both television production and now with Discovery Mountain, radio drama. And so that's what I do for a living. My biggest project, however, is Discovery Mountain.
Very cool. Awesome. So what's your favorite food?
Oh, my goodness. I have several. If I had to pick a genre or a particular type of food, I would have to say Indian food.
Mm.
But if I had to pick only one that I could only take to a deserted island or it was the only meal I could eat, I would have to say my favorite food is dirty bean soup.
Dirty bean soup.
Dirty bean soup.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, when my mother is Ukrainian,
okay,
and she grew up on a farm, one of 12 children.
Okay.
And when we were kids, she would make soup for us. And one of our favorite soups was dirty bean soup. And that's basically a dark, brothy soup with potatoes and beans and barley. It's a really hearty soup, and I'm a big soup fan. She also made homemade bread, which we would eat with the soup.
Yum.
So that would have to be, if I had to pick one, I really like that, and that's dirty bean soup.
Dirty bean soup. I'm sure it tastes better than it sounds.
It tastes fabulous.
Awesome. So, Director Doug, can you tell us what your favorite Bible verse is?
Yeah, and that's a question for me that's about as difficult as what your favorite food is. I mean, there's so many things in the Bible that are just so inspiring and so encouraging. But what I found recently as I age, unfortunately, we all do, and people that you've known all your life, you know, are either ill or have passed away, what becomes really important to me and really reassuring to me is the whole concept, the whole promise of the resurrection,
yes,
the second coming of Christ. You know, as I age, I need reading glasses. I need glasses. My knees are sore. My back is sore. And the whole idea of being transformed into this perfect being just means so much to me, and it's so comforting. And so at this stage of my life, if I had to pick one, it would have to be 1 Thessalonians 4, beginning at verse 13 and running to the end of the chapter. And that talks about the second coming, the resurrection, and it just is really encouraging.
That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So when you were a kid, did you always know that you wanted to grow up and be a director?
No. When I was a little kid, I was always really interested in technology and whatever. And I think I wanted to be a scientist. I mean, just as a catch-all. And of course, then I was very fascinated by the space program. And then maybe I wanted to be an astronaut. But it didn't take too long. I think I was still very young, maybe my early teens, where I started to become really fascinated with film production and television production in general. And I actually started at a very young age really working in this field. And that was at, I think I was 16.
Wow.
And so I've been doing this type of work since then, and it didn't take me long to figure it out, and I've been here ever since.
Well, great. And we're so glad you're here, too.
Well, I am. I mean, this project has been wonderful. I really enjoy working on Discovery Mountain.
That's awesome. So I know you travel a lot from Canada, but do you have any pets?
We do. We have a cat.
Oh, fun. What's his or her name?
Her name is Allie.
Cute.
And some of the people that follow me on Twitter have seen semi-regular pictures of her as she sits right in the middle of my script while I'm trying to edit the program.
A quick plug for Director Doug's Twitter account.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
So what do you like to do in your free time when you're not working at Discovery Mountain?
Well, I have several interests. Don't have a lot of spare time, but as many people know who listen to the program, I am a pilot, and I built a plane a number of years ago, and so I enjoy flying. I like riding motorcycles. I've had a motorcycle since 1985. It's still the original one I bought way back then. And my wife and I cycle a lot, so we go cycling in the summer especially, and snow skiing in the winter. I play hockey. So I try to stay just generally active. But active. Those are the things that really interest me, and I do as often as I can.
Wow, that sounds like a very fun time.
It is. Yeah.
Good. So last question I have for you. If you could visit Discovery Mountain in real life, what would you most like to do?
Oh, well, you know, being a pilot, Blue Birdie. I would love to fly Blue Birdie and fly all through the mountains. And I think that's if the one thing I could do, that would be it. But I really would like to see Trekkers, too.
It's just
I have this visual image of what it looks like, and I'd like to see if it really looks like that.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Director Doug, for answering all our questions. So today, Director Doug said that his favorite verse was 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 17, and it reads, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord." Thanks for listening to a mini adventure in Discovery Mountain, and we'll see you soon.